Yes, the man who's keeping us all safe when there's 120,000 people descending on Pimlico. This really is Baltimore's biggest party, and Baltimore City Police Commissioner Anthony Batts is here with me. First of all, I want to know how you got in the Under Armour tent.
Well, this is my second year, and Mr. Plank has been a very kind gentleman who had not only gave us access today, but last night at his home, got a chance to meet a number of the athletes and kind of hang out with the celebrities. But the more important thing is that the venue today is going very well. We've taken a tour exterior. Everything's going well in the ingress and egress, so come on out. It's a beautiful day out here.
Yeah, I mean, that's no easy task when you have 120,000 people sort of, and they're all here to party and do who knows what. I mean, how do you get everybody ready for that?
Well, for the vast majority of people here are here to have a good time. They're good actors. You get, I think the biggest issue we have here is that sometimes we have too much libation, so we got to make sure that...
Libation, what do you mean by that?
People drinking too much, bottom line. But people out here to celebrate, you don't have any hardcore issues other than that, and so we're doing more security today. We have pretty close to 400 police officers out here ensuring that, so I think it's going to be a great day. It was a great day last year, so come on out.
Of course, you're well aware that the eyes of the country are on Baltimore today.
The eyes of the country are on Baltimore all the time because we lead.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Okay, so now you're all official looking, you're in uniform, hat, you know,
yes,
looking
ma'am.
All buttoned up and crisp.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you make your way over to the betting window?
Oh, heck no. You know, my biggest thing right now is I got to meet one of my childhood heroes, and that was General Colin Powell. And so I just met him, got a chance to take a picture. So my year is made at this given point in time. He gave me some words of wisdom on leadership. Can't go wrong with that. Other than that, that's my biggest gamble that I'm taking.
So tell me what Colin Powell told you.
He just talked about his first book that he wrote 19 years ago, which I've read like 10 different times. He said he had a new one that came out 2 years ago that I need to pick up. And within that, some basic leadership principles. The thing that I walked away with that I'm not very good at is I'm a workaholic and I go all the time. He says it's very important for your people to see that you take time off because they need to take time off also because you want them fresh and ready to go. So that was the word of wisdom that I walk away with today.
So find a little balance in your life.
Absolutely. I don't know what that is, but I hear that I have to get there.
We have a lot of people around you that should be able to help you make that happen.
Amen. I have to give them time off too.
Well, and that means I think you have to like exhale a little and enjoy today.
Yes, well, I am. You know, last year was really, really nice. And I got to tell you, being a California boy, I'm rooting for California Chrome. So let's go.
Well, you've got a lot of people in your corner on that horse.
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Batts, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for taking the time.